So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara referring to the Mishnah on the Mem Hei Amud Aleph, which said about dough stuck in the cracks of a clay. B'chein le'inin ha'toma, im makbar alav chaitzit, ve'im reitzit b'kiyumai, harehu ka'reva. The same is true with regard to tumah. If a person does not want the dough there, it is a chatzitza. But if he wants it there, it is not a chatzitza, because it becomes part of the bowl. The Gemara asks, mi dami? Why the word v'chein? How is this similar to the previous halacha in the Mishnah about the chametz issue? With regard to chametz, b'shiyu retal yamilsa, the determining factor is the amount of dough, kezayis, or less than a kezayis. With regard to tumah, b'kpei detal yamilsa, the determining factor is whether the person would prefer that the dough not be there or that it be there. The Gemara suggests four answers. First, eimo ul'in ha'tumah enokein. The wording of the Mishnah should be changed to reflect not a comparison, but a contrast between chametz and tumah. The next three terutzim all interpret the Mishnah similarly, that the Mishnah is speaking of a given halacha of tumah, which depends on whether the dough is considered separate and not part of the kli or part of the kli. Mitzarif, combining the piece of dough in the crack with other food in the bowl to make up the shear of a kebeya, so that if they become tameh, they can be mitame other food. If it's not bottled to the kli, it can be mitzarif with the other food. If it is bottled to the kli, it cannot be mitzarif. Chatzitza for tevila. In the case where the bowl is tameh and requires tevila, if it's not part of the kli, it is a chatzitza. If it's part of the kli, it's not a chatzitza. The Mishnah is speaking about the bowl becoming tameh if a tumah touches the piece of dough that's in the crack, but does not touch the bowl itself. If it's not part of the kli will not become tameh. If it is part of the kli will become tameh. Now the question is, what criteria determine whether it's considered part of the kli? Therefore, the Mishnah says, v'chein le'in ha'tumah. During Pesach, the criteria of biru chametz will apply to tumah as well. Dough the size of a kezayis requires beer because it's not bottled to the kli. Therefore, it is mitzarif, it is a chatzitza, and the kli does not become tummy, as Rashi explains. Since the isra chametz makes it chashub and distinct from the kli, it is also considered significant and distinct regarding tumah. Less than a kezayis does not require beer because it is bottled to the kli. Therefore, it is not mitzarif, it is not a chatzitza, and the kli does become tummy. The Mishnah then continues. However, during the year when there is no Isra Chametz, the criterion is Kepeda. If he's Makbid Alav, he does not want it there. It is not bottled to the Kli. Therefore, it is Mitzarf, it is a Chatzitza, and the Kli does not become Tameh. If he's ready to be Kiyumai, he does want it there. It is bottled to the Kli. Therefore, it is not Mitzarf, it is not a Chatzitza, and the Kli does become Tameh. Zak the Mishnah. Betzik HaCheresh. If a dough has turned white, but has not developed any cracks after some time, and we don't know whether it has become chametz, if there is another dough that was kneaded at the same time, which is clearly chametz, we assume that this dough is also chametz. The Gemara adds that if there is no other dough to compare it to, if the amount of time it takes to walk a mill has passed, we assume that it is chametz. Once we mention the shear of a mill, the Gemara mentions that according to Rish Lakish, one would have to travel 4 mil for the following three halachas. Legabel, one who is hired to knead dough, to be entirely utensil provided. Ulitfila, to daven in a shul with a minyan. Ulantil zidayim, to wash his hands for a meal. However, regarding tefila and natil zidayim, leishanu el lefanav. This is only when the shul or available water is in front of him, in the direction that he's traveling anyway. Avala achrav afila milyan chayzer. But he does not have to go back, or in any other direction, even 1 mil. The Gemara adds, Hapaches mimil chayzer, but less than a mil, he must go back. Rashi points out that a gabel must go 4 mil in any direction, since he's not traveling. Rav Nachman Yitzchak adds another halacha that relates to 4 mil. Ibud. Animal skins are made inedible and become tar when trampled on for the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. Ketzem afrishin chala bituma biyamtim. The Mishnah discusses the dilemma of somebody who is baking a tameh dough on Pesach. Normally, he would separate some of the dough as challah and bake it so it does not become chametz. However, it is usher to bake challah tameh on Yom Tov because even a kohen cannot eat challah tameh. There are three opinions in the Mishnah as to how to best deal with the situation. Rabbi Yezo Emer, Loi tikri l'ashem achetefa. She should not do hafrashas challah until after the dough is fully baked. This way, she will not be baking challah tmeah. But Meseira Omer, Tatl B'tzainen, she should separate challah from the dough and then stunt the leavening process by putting the dough in cold water until after Yom Tov. Amr Bishua, Lai Zehu Chametz She Muzhar in the love of Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Yishua holds that one is not over Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh for having in his possession challah that is chametz, based on the exemption of Shalcha Iyataraya, of Laataraya Shalachem Shalgevaya, because as soon as it is separated, it's no longer his. The challah belongs to the Shevet Kayanim. Therefore, there is no problem with doing the Afrasha and allowing it to become chametz. Apparently, Yishua disagreed with the earlier Tanoim whether you can have challah that is chametz in your house on Pesach. The Gemara has two suggestions as to what they're arguing about. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds Teves Anah Mamon. The ability to earn the gratitude of the Kohen for choosing to give the challah specifically to him is considered a substantial stake in the challah to be considered his. And that is why he cannot allow it to become chametz. While Yeshua holds Teves Anah Einah Mamon. The ability to earn gratitude is not considered a substantial stake in the challah to be considered his, and therefore he can allow it to become chametz in his possession. Alternatively, Rabbi Eliezer holds, since he can undo its status as challah, it's considered his money, and therefore he cannot allow it to become chametz. Whereas Rabbi Shua holds, the ability to undo its status does not make it his, and therefore he can allow it to become chametz. Once we mention the concept of ha'il, the Gemara mentions another type of ha'il. Generally, we may not do malachis on Yom Tov based on the pasuk le'sasaka malacha, which is punishable by malchus. However, the Torah made an exception for work done le'tzorich oichel nefesh, for the purpose of eating on Yom Tov. Now, in a case of ha'ifa miYom Tov l'chayil, one who bakes on Yom Tov for the purpose of the weekdays, as Rashi explains, once he has completed his meal, this food is obviously intended for the evening after Yom Tov, or the next day, it would seem to be asr, unless we employ the principle of ha'ilu mikli le'archem chazile. Since if many guests would arrive unexpectedly on Yom Tov, he would need the food for Yom Tov, we can view this baking as being done for Yom Tov. Well, this is actually machlekes. Rav Chisda amar loika le'emrin ha'il. He gets malchus because Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the principle of ha'il. Rabba amar eina loika amrin ha'il. He does not get malchus because Rabba does subscribe to the principle of ha'il. However, it remains asim drabbanon because right now he does not yet have guests. The Gemara next addresses the question: Heich eifin miyam tov l'shabbos? When Yom Tov falls on Friday, based on what do we cook and bake for Shabbos? As the Gemara points out, eruv tov shilin is a takana drabbanon, which cannot be matter in issur d'oraisa. However, according to Rabba, the principle of ha'il removes the issur d'oraisa, and the issur d'rabbanon is removed by making eruv tov shilin. According to Rav Chisda, the Gemara says that he holds midoraisa tzarchi Shabbos nasim b'yom tov, as Rashi explains. Shabbos v'yom tov chad kedushahi, the tarvayu Shabbos ikru. V'chi heiched the mutl levashel b'yayim, mutl levashel machar. Shabbos and yom tov are one kedusha. Therefore, midoraisa one may cook on yom tov or Shabbos. The Chacham, however, did not allow it because gezeira shemayimru eifin miyom tov av l'chayil. People might erroneously think that one may bake on yom tov for the weekdays. V'kiven atzuchu rabban eruv tov shilin is lehekera. The requirement of eruv tov shilin will remind people that only miyam tiv l'shabbos is mutter, but miyam tiv l'chayil is asr.